From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Mitt Romney is repudiating a plan by wealthy Republicans to spend millions of dollars attacking President Obama for his connections to a controversial minister. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Romney described the proposal as character assassination.
When Mitt Romney was first asked whether the Reverend Jeremiah Wright is off limits in this campaign, he initially responded, "I haven't read the papers." A few hours later, he said he repudiates the plan of attack described in the New York Times.
I hope that our campaigns can respectively be about the future and about issues and about a vision for America.
Democrats point out that Romney has brought up Reverend Wright before on a conservative radio show. When asked whether he stands by those comments, Romney said,
"I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was."
The man who had planned to fund these attacks now says he has abandoned the idea. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington. So let's dance.
Disco queen Donna Summer has died. Summer, whose hits included Last Dance, Love to Love You Baby, and Bad Girl, came to prominence in the late 70s when the music took off, and she stayed popular even after disco faded. Summer had been living in Englewood, Florida with her husband. In a statement, her family said they are at peace celebrating her extraordinary life and continued legacy. Her family did not disclose the cause of death, though Donna Summer had been battling cancer. She was 63 years old. With the Eurozone crisis heightening social tensions in Italy, authorities are stepping up security there to prevent a resurgence of politically inspired violence. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports extreme leftist groups are trying to exploit public hostility to tax hikes and austerity measures.
The Interior Ministry has assigned bodyguards to 550 individuals, and security has been increased at 14,000 potential targets. During the 1970s and 80s, dozens of officials, journalists, and businessmen were killed by the far-left Red Brigades. The climate is not as tense today, but the severe recession, rising unemployment, and austerity measures are sparking widespread anger that could lead to extremism. Last week, a group calling itself the Informal Anarchist Federation claimed responsibility for shooting the manager of a nuclear energy company in the legs. The group also threatened Prime Minister Mario Monti and the tax collection agency that many Italians criticize as heavy-handed at a time when small businesses are struggling to pay new, higher taxes. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Social networking site Facebook, when it debuts on Wall Street tomorrow, will apparently be priced at the upper end of its proposed range, $38 a share. Announcement by the company of its per-share price means it will raise as much as $18.4 billion in the closely anticipated initial public stock offering. A down day on Wall Street today, however, continued worries about Greece spooking investors. The Dow fell 156 points, more than 1%, to close at 12,442. The Nasdaq lost 60 points. You're listening to NPR. Greece has sworn in what it's calling a caretaker cabinet that will hold power at least until next month's elections. The move comes after newly elected leaders there were unable to form a government. Greek citizens, angered by the handling of the country's deepening fiscal crisis, deserted the two formerly dominant parties, electing smaller left- and right-centered candidates. Coalition talks collapsed after 9 days, leaving no other option but to hold a repeat election. Almost 10% of all inmates were sexually assaulted while they were in prison. That's according to a Justice Department study out today. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports the numbers are higher than previously reported.
The study is the first to examine sexual victimization by asking former inmates about their experiences while in prison or jail. Previous studies have asked inmates while they were still locked up, and the numbers this time are significantly higher. 1 in 10 former inmates said they were assaulted or victimized. More than 5% of state prisoners said the incident involved a staff member, and almost half the inmates who reported the violence were then reprimanded for it, according to the study. The report comes just as the Justice Department is about to announce prison standards meant to curb sexual violence behind bars. The standards were expected to be released years ago, but officials have struggled to figure out how much can be asked of state and private prisons. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
It's estimated as many as 7.5 million kids miss almost 30 days of school a year. That's according to a new national report by Johns Hopkins University on student absenteeism. Even more alarming, the fact that only 6 states are tracking in that study, which estimates that nationally, up to 15% of students could be considered to be chronically absent. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.